Christmas.
Kof Beis Adar, Friday the 13th of March, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch. The building of the Mishkan.
The Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Re'u Koro Hashem B'Shem Betzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur Lemate Yehuda. The Torah enlists the Yichus of Betzalel right down to Chur. And the Torah does exactly the same thing in Parshas Kisiso. The Torah, when the Torah brings Betzalel as well, the Torah also goes and writes, Re'ei Betzalel, V'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur. The Medrash in this week's Sedra asks, why does the Torah find it necessary to go along and mention the whole Yichus of Betzalel right down to Chur? Says the Medrash, B'shor Shebikshu Yisrael, in last week's Sedra, when the Yidden wanted Lavoid Avodah Zarah, to serve Avodah Zarah, state in the Medrash, Notzan Nafshoi Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chur went and was Mosa Nefesh, and state in Chazal, Le'inichon, and he tried to prevent them from going along and serving Avodah Zarah. Log the Medrash, Omdon Ve'ogu, they went and they killed him. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm going to pay you back for that, for your Mesiras Nefesh. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Omalei kol banecho hayotzim mimoch. All your children which come out from you, ani megadlam shem tov ba'olam, I will make them in your name a great name in this world. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Re'ei Koro Hashem B'Shem Betzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur. I'll make them a great name. The question is, asked the Manal of Gated Yeshiva in the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer, why did Betzalel need to have Zchus Ovos and come from such tremendous Mesiras Nefesh in order to build a Beis HaMikdosh, a Mishkan? Lechura, you know what he needed to be? He needed to be a good craftsman, a good embroiderer, a good sculptor. What do you need to have to build a Mishkan to have those milas? And more than that, the next pasuk the Torah writes, Vayimale Yisrael Ruach Elokim, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a Ruach Elokim. Was that for Oben Ruach Elokim to build a Mishkan? A Davzain Bosid, a good worker. What does he need Ruach Elokim? Log the Menal. From here you see that there's a tremendous chilik between a person who gets involved in Chochmas HaTorah and a person who's involved in Chochmas HaOlam. Says the Menal, a person who's a doctor, nobody cares, nobody's bothered where his Chochmah comes from. The main thing, he can be a surgeon, he can be a doctor, and he can be a murderer. That must be states what he is. Other, when a person comes to Torah, then the Chazal say, "Im Rav Deima LeMalach Hashem Tzvois." If the Rebbe is Deima LeMalach Hashem Tzvois, then you vakshu Torah mipiv. Then you can go along and get Torah. Therefore, that's why the Torah writes here, "The Chochmah of Betzalel." Ru, have a look where his Chochmah came from. His Chochmah came from good foundations. And Mibald his Chochmah came from good foundations, therefore it had a key. Like the Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol Sheyirat Chetoi, Kedemes Lechochmosei, is Chochmosei Miskayemes. When can this happen, Akiyum? the Chochmah, if it comes from good foundations. The Emes is, this Yesod is Bemeshtet in Sfonoi in the beginning of Parshat Pekudei. The Sfonoi brings out something very interesting. If you look that all the Kelim of the Mishkan, none of them got lost. None of them fell in the hands of our enemies. Ma'ase'en came, the Kelim which were built at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, they all fell into the other hands of our enemies. Not the Svalno, what's the reason? The reason is, who built the Mishkan? The Mishkan was set up by Tzadikim Miuchosim, and therefore nothing fell into our enemies. Ma'ase'en came, the Migdash of Shlomo was the Beit HaMikdash of Shlomo. The workers came from a place Saul, and that's why it didn't have the same foundations, and it fell in the hands of our enemies. And that's the Yesod of the Me'ar. Chochmah, which comes from good foundations, that has a kiyum and can stay, as we find by the Mishkan. The question is, the end of the day, how did Bezalel and his workers have the Chochmah, have the wisdom to be able to go along and do all what he did? To become sculptors, embroiderers, every job. The Ramban says they were Mitzrayim. What did they do in Mitzrayim? Abisala, cement, Mitzrayim. Today, a person wants to become a sculptor, a person wants to become an embroider, get in college, to study. Oh, but he won't be able to do it. State in Ramban the answer on that in a few words. In the beginning of this week's Sedra, by Shani, the Torah writes, Vayavoyu koil ish asher nesoy liboy v'choil asher nodvo ruchoy. Thug the Ramban, what state in Diveta, koil ish asher nesoy liboy. The gabe of the donations, that state saying in koil asher nodvo ruchoy. What state of the Ramban in those words, koil ish Hashem Nesoy Liboy. Says the Ramban, the words called Ish Hashem Nesoy Liboy means that his heart inspired him. They came along and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will do it, and we will do, like the Ramban, what the Master says. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we have no experience, we going to do it, and therefore, and they said, we will be successful. So that is the Torah. If a person goes and he decides, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be successful, after that, he's given in any place to learn it, that is sufficient to go along and be successful. Rabbi Chaskel Levenstein says, from this Ramban, you see that it's not only when a person comes. At the time of the Mishkan, it's in anything that a person does. If a person decides that he can do it, and he's going to do it, then he will be able to do it. As he says, that's the first step to Hatzlocha, is that you decide amongst yourself that you can do it. The Emes is, the Ramban Yesod, Shteit Oichet in Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Torah Sabayis. The Torah writes a bit further on in the Sedra, chapter Lamed Vov, Posik Beis, Vayikra Moshe Rabbeinu called El Bezalel to Bezalel, Ve'el Oliyov, Ve'el Kol Ish, Asher Nosan Hashem Chochma Belibay. And the Torah continues, Koil asher nesora yeliboy. Fregt der Chofetz Chaim, Rechura, the Torah should have written, El kol ish chacham leiv asher nosan Hashem chochma beliboy, ve koil asher nesora yeliboy. Why? Because it's two completely separate things. Rav de Chofetz Chaim, Zetman thinks the Torah does not write it like that. The Torah writes it in two separate, all in one thing. Vice versa, it's all one idea. In what way is it one idea? That if a person's heart is Nitzoy Eliboi, inspires him, then in that case, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the Chochmah. And if a person is Nesoy Eliboi, his heart decides to give him, his heart inspired to do the Melacha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Koyach, the Chochmah to be able to. Therefore, Shtei Doim Chofetz Chaim, everything depends on the person. When the Bemis, even more than that, you find later on in the Sefer. In Parshas Pekudei, stating the Torah, that at the time when they finished all the Mishkan working, the Torah writes, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the job, was given the mitzvah to set assemble the Mishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Chazal say, and the Medrash brings it, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Efsha, how is it possible, HaKomosei Al Yidei Ben Odom, how can a person go along and establish it? It's too heavy. Omar Lei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Aseik Ato Shel Shaloch, you do yours, you do what you can. And then it'll look like it was established, and it'll get established by itself. And so the measures, that's why it writes, Hukam HaMishkom, that the Mishkom was established. How was it established by itself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you try, and the rest of it'll be through Siyata Dishmaya. It's the same thing, that you want something. If you really want to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. It's got to be your she'ifa that you want to do it. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Dav Lamed Ches, Omar Rav Yechanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Shechinosei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only rests his Shechina, Ela only Al Giboi, and a strong person, Oshir Rechocham, Rekulam Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. And we learn them all out from Moshe. Rabbi Gimara, where do you learn it out from? From a pasuk at the end of Pekudei, Vayifreis Es HaOyel Al HaMishkon. States in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu spread it out, and it was 10 Amos. Ask the Rosh in the Dorim, why doesn't the Gemara learn it out from an earlier pasuk? Vayikach Moshe, Vayokom Moshe Es HaMishkon, the pasuk before, Vayitin Es Adonov, Vayosom Es Kerosho. They went and he took the Kerosho. Zog the Marsho, of an art, that you couldn't learn it out from there. Why couldn't you learn it out from there? Because like we said just now, by the crossing, it was set up by itself. It was a Maiseh-Nes. Therefore, you couldn't learn out from there that Moshe Rabbeinu had Koyach. Why? Because there it wasn't the Raya, it was a Maiseh-Nes. Where is the Raya? The Raya is only from the next Pasuk. Vayifreis Es HaOyel. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitch says that he doesn't agree with the Mashal. That even after the Mashal, the Rosh's Kasha is still a good Kasha. Why don't you learn it out from the Inyan of the Koroshim? Enoch Enama, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, there was Siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped. But what does the Siyata Dishmaya depend on? The Siyata Dishmaya all depends on the Yigiyah, on the toil that a person puts in with his koiches, according to your toil, according to your amount of kaya that you put in, according to that amount, the Ribbono Shel Olam goes and gives you Siyata Dishmaya. If Moshe Rabbeinu got that kind of amount of Siyata Dishmaya, That must be a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu had koyach, and therefore, kind of the Chaim Shmulevitz, therefore, from that we can see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a strong man, and he was takei a giboy, and therefore he doesn't understand, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, why the Rosh's kasha is not a kasha. I want to bring out a maisa from where we can see the Ramban's idea, that the Ramban says that everything depends on a person's wish. And if a person has a wish, he will have success. You all know that a person called the Netziv. His name was Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda, and that's why he's called Naftali Tzvi. He became the Rosh Yeshiva, of Valozhin. And he gave out lots of svarim. It's Babust that when he gave out his first Sefer, the Sefer She'iltos, on Emek Shiloh, he made a big party. And he invited lots of Talmidei Chachomim to the party. When he invited them, they were all startled. Why is he making this party? So he said, I'll explain it. When I was a little boy, I was considered to be a shvacha talmid, a weaker talmid. One day, I heard from the front room, my father saying to my mother, was geit zayin mit Naftali Tzvi? The race was a geit zayin. A geit zayin a shumacha. A geit zayin a cleaner. Gone is geit zayin from him. And the parents said, meon gehoft, that berin a geit zayin mit chalchem, le maisa, gone is geit zayin from him. When the Netziv heard that, he decided, I'm going to try to go along and learn Torah with a tremendous desire and to go up into Torah. And he went to the kitchen to tell his parents his decision. What's that got to do with making a Suda? So the Netziv said, because I made that decision, that's why I'm now giving out Emek Shaila, and I'm going to go along and give out Chumash Emek Dovah, and I'm going to give out this and this Sefer. If I would have stayed as I was, and I wouldn't have made that decision, you know what would have happened? Well, Giblim and a Shumacher, a cleaner, and I would have come up after 120, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have asked me, why did you go along and not try to become an Odom Godel? That's why I decided to make now a Suda as a Shevach Vehidom. Zokt the Sforim, that's mamish the pshat what I'm saying in the from the Ramban. Nesias Lei means a 12-year-old child decided that I'm able, I'm a Sugal, and because of that decision, he became the Godel of Klal Yisrael, and he became the Rosh Hashiva of Balozhin, and he was the person who made great decisions. And that's the Pshat, what it says, Beficha u'bilvavcha la'seise. It all depends on the person's mouth and his heart, and he can make the decisions. The Medrash says, in this week's Sedra, that the emissaries, the Mishkan, was finished on Chof Hei B'Kislev, on the 25th of Kislev. But when was the Mishkan put up? On Chodesh Nisan. As it says in Parshas Pekudei, Vayi b'Chodesh HaRishon, Vashona HaShenis, Ve'echad l'Chodesh Hukam HaMishkan. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam wait till Chedoshnissan. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, because that is the month that Yitzhak Avinu was born. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab, why does the Medrash dependent on Chedosh and Eilat Yitzhak Avinu? I can find other things that Nissan is special for. Yeah, and Nissan is special also that month they came out of Mitzrayim. What lies in those words of the Medrash, Chedosh and Eilat by Yitzhak? And if you want to say that it's Torah on the birth of Yitzhak, why Dafke Yitzhak, not Avram, Yaakov, even though you might tell me that in the Gemara Reish Hashanah there's a machlekes, whether he was born Nisan or Tishri, whatever it is, at the end of the day, what's licked in those words of Yitzhak? That Kasha of Shimon Shvab asks. When Rav Shimon Shvab says in Parshas Tildes, the Torah writes, when Sarah Imenu gave birth to Yitzhak, Shteit kol ha-shemea Yitzchakli. Then Rashi, what do those words mean? Kol ha-shemea Yitzchakli. Then Rashi, haba akores nifkedu imo. Lots of ladies who were childless were helped on that day. Haba, people who were blind, where their eyes were opened. Lots of people who were shaitim that day became, they got back the seichel. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, that the leader of Yitzchok brought a simcha to the whole doy. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Chanukah HaMishkan should be at a time when it'll be a simcha for the whole world. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Dafka Chedosh Nisan, because that is the Chedosh when Yitzhak was born. And that was the time when there was a simcha in the whole world for something happened. L'chura, you can say a completely different answer. What did the Mishkan bring? The Mishkan brought that the Yidden were able to bring Korbanos Sibur and Korbanos Yochid. They can bring all Korbanos. In next week's Sedra in Vayikra, it's known, the Ramban says, what is the Inyan of a Korban? Why? What is the Inyan? Look, the Ramban, the Inyan of a Korban is that a person should know that everything what happened to the Korban, a person should know it's really happening to the person himself. What, if, for example, if you take the blood away from the carbon in the sprinkler, the same a person should feel is happening to himself. And that, if he feels like that, that will be a kapora for his aveira, and that will be, he'll feel as if he's going on the mizbeach. Who was the first person to be merited, to go on, to be prepared to go on a mizbeach? Who was the first person to be moisen nefesh himself, to peshita? That was Yitzhak Avinu. That Yitzhak Avinu was prepared to be brought on a mizbeach. That's why Chazal would say, being chosen, Chodesh Nisan, the month that Yitzhak Avinu was born, and he, Yitzhak himself, he kept the idea of Korbanos, that he was prepared that he should be brought as a korban. If we will have at the time of that we are makriv with Korbanos, the idea of the Kavana of Yitzhak Avinu, then our Korbanos will be accepted, L'Reach Nichayach. And that's what the Medrash means, that Chedosh Nisan was chosen. You know why Chedosh Nisan was chosen? Because Chedosh Nisan is the month where Yitzhak Avinu was born, and that month is the month when the symbol of what korbanos are meant to symbolize, that is mekuyam. This Shabbos is, number one, the Shabbos that we finish Sefer Shmos, and we say Chazak, Chazak, and it's the Shabbos of Parshas Parah. Let us hope that this Shabbos we will all be zeicher for our tefillas. Today we haven't got korbanos, we've got tefillas b'mokim korbanos. We will all be zeicher to be metaya ourselves. And as we said, if a person takes upon himself to be mechazik himself, then we will reach, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, to higher madrigas, and we should be zeicher mamish b'korei mamish to be as Mashiach.